This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We've got a new budget due out any moment in Spain and mixed signals from a bunch of U.S. economic data this morning. Plenty of fodder for Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist for Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Adolfo, buongiorno.
Good morning.
Will the new Spanish budget, you think, be enough to get the job done?
It's an ambitious budget. It includes almost 23 billion cuts based on the leaks we have received. The goal is to achieve a 4.5% of GDP deficit next year. They are very serious. They are taking a lot of pains. Freeze to the pay for public workers, cuts in spending, delays in pensions. The people in the street in Madrid shows that the pain is real, so we should take them seriously. Although, again, it's a very ambitious budget trying to satisfy some of the demand from their European partners.
Here in the U.S. this morning, jobless claims are down. That's good. Durable goods orders for August way down. That's bad. Last quarter's GDP has been revised down. Also not good. What's it all add up to?
It's a mix. You know, it shows that this is an economy that is still struggling. We have not regained momentum. Things in the third quarters will hopefully be slightly better than the second quarters, but as the number in durable goods and capital expenditures shows, we are still limping around. Good news on the initial claims for unemployment benefits, but it's still too slow. We really would like to do better. So it's still a mixed economy. We are still facing some struggles. Hopefully things will get better soon, but it's not in the data yet.
Adolfo Laurenti with Mesirow Financial. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.